My name's Will George. I'm the Economic Development Officer for the Town of Smithers.
Okay, so we're talking about the proposed bylaw change of 1951 for the Town of Smithers. And I wonder, how does the town plan to balance the interests and considerations of the health and safety for individuals who require some form of shelter?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really where we are with this Parks and Open Spaces bylaw is we have it open for public comment opportunity for a public engagement session on March 27th from 5 until 8. And council has really informed staff that they want to hear from members of the community around these park options, these potential spaces for the change of the Parks and Open Spaces bylaw. So that will be something that council looks forward to hearing from community members around some of these options and what is the voice from our community.
What spurred the change?
Yeah, so those were requirements, legal requirements that we have to follow as a municipality, that we're required to provide temporary shelter space. So that's the reason that all this communication has gone out, and thank you very much for sharing this information out with the community. Mailouts were provided to homeowners and property owners within a 60-meter distance from any of the 12 town-owned land for council's potential consideration over the last few weeks. So this change is for council to have a conversation. It's part of a larger discussion. You'll see from the information that's on the town website that there was many reports that have built up to this time, the most recent being on February 6th with the report to council with the updated Parks and Open Spaces bylaw. And really we're looking at a previous bylaw from, I believe it was adopted in 1926, which is the town's current parks bylaw number 24. So it's no longer sufficient, and we need to make sure that we're meeting today's standards and expectations of what's required.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, would you go ahead and just explain what the proposal is that went out to homeowners?
Yeah, of course. So this is additional information, including a copy of the staff report that's found on our website. So there was just an overview of the Parks and Open Spaces bylaw. Mm-hmm. There was a letter talking about the upcoming March 27th public comment opportunity, encouraging individuals to come forward to council and share the comments or concerns that they have about the use of our parks and open spaces. So those are defined in our zones for P1, P2, and P4. And that's really looking at the temporary overnight sheltering instead of some of the permanent sheltering that we have in some of our parks and open spaces.
Right. And so, and when you're saying overnight sheltering, just to be clear as well, so it's for people who want to camp, but it's also for, like, I'm assuming longer stays for some of our homeless population to have a tent there. Like, can you kind of let me know who this is for and I guess what the duration of this possible sheltering would be?
Yeah, 100%. So when we're talking about temporary overnight sheltering, we're looking at really understanding what that looks like for a balancing act between our different user groups of the park. So some of our vulnerable populations with this change, we could see the tents coming down during the day and then allowing them to set up for a particular time. Now, that hasn't been decided for what time we're allowing the tents to set up. That's something that council wants to hear from members of the public of. But really looking at the balance, as I mentioned, and reducing the undue hardships for our vulnerable populations.
Okay, and yeah, I guess that's something that I'm really interested in kind of hearing the town's perspective on as well, is that currently where tents are allowable to be set up is Veterans Park, which is close to amenities. It's right downtown. It's right by many of the services that's walkable for people. So with the option of a certain time of day people being allowed to set up a tent, what's the plan for tents during the day before people can set their tent up to sleep overnight?
Yeah, really good question. And something that you touched on there is the walkability. So each of these sites were identified using the same considerations and the general rule being close to services for our vulnerable populations and the walkability aspect. So, you know, this is something that in the report, staff identified the current site as being the most efficient for providing temporary overnight sheltering. But it was asked that we provide all of the potential locations for council and the community to consider that are town-owned land. land that are within a certain walkable distance from those services. So that's why on the website you see about 12 locations, and there's really a pros and cons that are provided through those different town-owned lands around safety, access to services, feasibility, that really outline some of these potential sites. And staff have recommended leaving it at the current site, but that will be part of the conversation that that council has at the upcoming meeting. And they're looking forward to hearing from members of the public around some of these locations and concerns and suggestions that they have.
Right. And so just to kind of go back and just to touch on that, so is there a time of day that council is suggesting to be the time when people can set up their tents?
That's still being considered. So we're wanting to hear from members of the public on that. That hasn't been decided.
Okay.
And really just even focusing down even more on that, when we're talking about time of day and location, I want to make it crystal clear that council has not made a decision on the location. So before deciding on a location, council would like to hear from the public.
Okay, great.
Make that that's very clear.
And that's a perfect segue into my next question, which was that just, I mean, because I live near a park close enough, I guess, that I was one of the people, I'm one of the residents who received the letter in the mail. Now, is it so... But the bylaw is changing for one park or for all parks in Smithers?
Yeah, so, you know, this Parks and Open Spaces bylaw is to look at temporary overnight sheltering services and the consideration of whether it will be focusing on one park or multiple parks. Council wants to hear on that. So that hasn't been decided. It's looking at what the use will be. And here is all the town-owned land and here is the parks. And what's the next steps? And council having that conversation.
Okay. So, and again, I guess if you're just going to tell me that this is what council is discussing, but is there an actual number, as in days or weeks, for length of stay for temporary overnight sheltering? Like, is someone allowed to basically claim a space as their own and use it for a couple of the summer months?
Yeah, so I think the best way to answer that one would be councils looking at temporary overnight sheltering instead of sheltering in place. So this would be looking at individuals, you know, the time to be determined and the location to be determined, but not building up a particular amount of material at that location, but picking it up each day, and whether there's a space provided to store those tents and materials, and then the park and open space can be used for other user groups, because we really want to balance all of our parks between the variety of user groups in the community. And then during a particular time in the evenings, those vulnerable populations might be able to come back and temporary shelter at the park that will be decided by council there. So, you know, there's factors that are still being determined, whether it's considering the location and the time, but we're looking to have it more for temporary instead of the permanent, as we spoke about.
Mm-hmm. And what about things like, so for people who would typically use and need overnight sheltering, I mean, you know, we are speaking about the vulnerable population in Smithers, which we both know has grown. So, but what about, I mean, when the population was basically in the snow dump area, or the jungle, as it's sometimes called as well, there was quite a bit of harassment, fights. And I know that by reading the Young Anderson report that was cited in the council minutes, I believe by the planning technician, Annie Girdler, for the town, that things like fights, drugs, and possession of weapons and things like that are something that kind of has to be considered when people feel just outside of the city, or they feel maybe even just outside of the law, like no one's really watching them. So, I mean, has the town considered the estimated costs for police intervention in these parks? And then again, not to mention calls for harassment when people are being harassed because they're not really in such a visible space.
Yeah, I think the best answer for that would be everything is being looked at as part of this conversation. You'll notice in the February 6th report to council that there was lots of history and background that staff provided to council. And, you know, that comment that you made around the snow dump, it was noted in here as well that individuals, occupants' tents and belongings were being attacked. Mm-hmm. Occupants didn't feel safe. So, you know, council is reviewing all of these options, things that we've heard in the past and in the last few years, as well as what we're hearing from members of the public and community members around the potential locations and what those costs could look like, and the difference between sheltering in place, temporary sheltering options. All of that is being looked at. Lots of background went into updating this bylaws. As you mentioned, the current parks bylaw was adopted in 1926 there, so we have to meet today's standards and expectations for the new parks and open spaces bylaw.
And who from the town is contacting and gathering feedback from the population of people who do use, whether or not all the time, or maybe sometimes they have to find themselves in a tent because they're not able to find a space within community services? Who from the town is reaching out to our vulnerable population and the unhoused who are currently living, well, being sheltered temporarily at Veterans Park?
Yeah, so it's really a combined effort for that. We have staff members that are talking to our businesses, staff members that are talking to our residents, including those community members from the vulnerable population that are right across from Town Hall here. And we have a collaborative approach with many staff members going out and doing that regular communication with them. So we've told them of this upcoming meeting, and we will be continuing to inform them of this, you know, the day before and many touch points to ensure that they're aware of, you know, this meeting and inviting them to participate. We want to make sure that this is open for all members of the community to come and share in multiple avenues. We've heard that there are some community members that won't be there on the 27th. Unfortunately, they'll be out of town, and we're wanting to really stress that there's three points of options for submitting proposals. One, of course, being there in person. The meeting will be on March 27th at 5 o'clock until 8. There is the option to go longer if there's lots of community members that wish to speak, and we're encouraging folks to sign up on the speakers list. The other option is submitting a letter to our office, mailing it in or dropping it off. And the third option is sending in an email to Town Hall. Now, those dates for the last two of sending in a letter, mailing it in or dropping it off, or the email to town office, really want to stress that those deadlines are this upcoming Tuesday, March 21st at 1 p.m. So we want to ensure that we collect all that information by this Tuesday, March 21st at 1 p.m. In order to have all that ready and present to council for our 27th meeting.
Yeah. And thanks for reminding people of those dates. I think that's really important. I guess maybe my last question is just, have you already been hearing from residents who received the letter? Like, is there kind of like a general pulse on what people are thinking and feeling?
Good question. Yes, we've received lots of input and feedback from residents, both online. The letters that we've sent received lots of phone calls and emails, and we're compiling all that information. You know, I wouldn't be able to answer any common thread themes that we're seeing in this because the deadline is still coming up on the 21st for folks to submit. But we are hoping to have a really good turnout from community members. And we want to also stress that any comments made on our social media platforms or any social media platforms, unfortunately, won't be tracked or considered as part of council's decision-making process. So we're encouraging community members that have concerns or comments about this proposed bylaw to come in person or submit email or a letter dropped off at Town Hall or mailed in prior to the meeting there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Will, is there anything that I didn't ask about to include in this discussion before the 27th and I guess before the date of submissions for letters as well?
I think those are the main items, just making sure that you have the deadline for people submitting comments Tuesday, March 21st at 1 p.m., those can go to general for email correspondence and comments. Those can go to general at smithers.ca. And we have a full page on our website, and it's right on the homepage as well of the Smithers, Town of Smithers website, Parks and Open Spaces, right at the front. We want to make sure this is quite transparent. And there's a variety of background information that's available, reports to council, the current bylaw, the draft bylaw, and the list of 12 potential parks to contain the temporary overnight sheltering area.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just have a look here. I think that's probably everything. Just want to encourage people to come and share their comments and feedback. And if community members have any questions, they can feel free to get questions about the process or how they can engage regarding this update. We encourage them to contact us prior to the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thanks so much for speaking with me, Will.
Excellent. Not a problem. Have a good day.